It's a healthy audio treat. Radio MD presents Family Food Kitchen with Ellen Briggs and Carolina Jantak.
Have you been diagnosed with diabetes, or maybe someone in your family has, or are you pre-diabetic, or are you just plain trying to avoid it altogether, which we advise? And the other question is, weight management an issue for you? Well, if you have yet answered yes to any of these, you are in luck today, because we have author Laura Cipollo. She's a registered dietitian who's going to make it simply easy for you to eat some delicious foods and either avoid, manage, or prevent. We said avoid, prevent. I'm always on that because diabetes is tough. And also to have a weight management solution. We're just really good at that. And Laura has got kind of wonderful answers for you. You know, I'm just all excited. That's why I'm sort of stumbling on my words, because it's almost too good to be true. You say we just simply need to change our recipes, not our life. That's sweet music to our ears. Laura. You're there?
Hi. Yes,
I'm
hi.
Sorry.
Thank you for having me.
Yes, we're delighted to have you. I want to repeat that because I think it's an important phrase. Your solution is to say, simply change your recipes, not your life. And people like can feel like, oh, I can do this. So how does this work?
We want to know that diabetes is not about deprivation. I grew up with a family and of all of the men having diabetes, and,
wow.
You know, as soon as they were diagnosed, everyone was told, you know, what you can't have. And people feel like life is over. And so, you know, one of the things that I always want the listeners to know, or readers to know, anyone that gets diagnosed, is that you can have all foods. It's a matter of how to have the food. So your life is not over when you get diagnosed with diabetes. And if you do have prediabetes, you can work on preventing it from going further, or you can work on preventing diabetes, you know, in general. So this is what I think everybody should do, whether or not they have diabetes. You want to mix the macronutrients. So there are three types of foods: carbohydrates, proteins, and fats. When you portion the amount of carbohydrates and you mix it with a protein and a fat, the body digests it and slowly absorbs and releases the sugar. And this will prevent a high or low blood sugar. And this will truly allow you to eat all foods. Of course, we encourage eating more wholesome foods, but there are comforting foods that everyone, you know, definitely still wants. And it's okay to have them. First, we say curb your carbs. Okay, so typically for a woman, that would be about 45 grams of carb per entree. For a man, that would be about 60 grams of carbohydrate for an entree. And then, of course, you'll pair it with the protein. You're going to focus on fiber, so eating the wholesome food. You know, if you want to have pasta, choose whole wheat pasta. If you want to have you know, something comforting like French toast, choose a whole grain bread to make your French toast. And then we always suggest include a healthy fat. So if you're cooking and using oil, use olive oil. If you're wanting to add something to your sandwich, maybe rather than cheese, choose avocado. So there are these three things that you can do to your recipe to help it become more friendly to diabetes and allow you to eat all of your favorite foods.
Sorry, I'm going to stop you for just a second, because I want to make sure everyone out there that's listening and are like, oh, I don't care about diabetes. I don't have anybody in the family. I'm not pre. But what you're saying here is good for, I mean, everything you're describing, I'm thinking to myself, well, that's what I tell my clients with heart disease. That's what I tell my clients with renal issues. That's what I tell my clients with that are fighting obesity. So these guidelines are great for everybody. So if there's somebody in your household with diabetes, the whole family can start eating this way. And if there isn't somebody, maybe there is somebody that's predisposed. So would you agree with me? This is a recommendation good for the whole family to follow.
Exactly. I completely agree. And I tell all of my clients to always mix their meals, whether they're children or adults, because this is great prevention. There was the diabetes prevention program that studied eating and moderating, you know, your carbs, eating a lower saturated, higher fiber fat intake, using lifestyle changes with exercise, and the people lost 7% of their body weight, and it prevented diabetes in 60% of the population they studied. So,
you know,
it's something.
I was just going to jump in and say that I'm so glad you brought in the weight issue, because this is a lifestyle pattern that we should have regardless of whether we're already diagnosed with something or not. It's a way not to be diagnosed with something, and it's a way to keep your weight down. And as we all know, weight participates in formation of disease in our body. Obesity is a foundation for many diseases. So we're really capsulizing everything into this one formula that you've just described. So I'm hoping everybody's listening is saying, okay, I need to curb my carbs, 45 for female, 60 for male, for an entree, to have mix it with protein, fiber, and a healthy fat. So that combination is just the way, as you say, it's how we eat. It's changing our lifestyle so that we will be healthy and healed at the same time. So I think you've really capsulized this so beautifully. Thank you for that. Thank you. And your book has wonderful recipes in it, by the way. I was particularly captivated. By the way, the book is called The Diabetes Comfort Food Diet. The Diabetes Comfort Food Diet. And this is who is on our guest today. It's Laura. I just want to spell her last name so you can Google it. C-I-P-U-L-L-O. C-I-P-U-L-L-O. She's a registered dietitian, among many other things. Also an author. You have, I'm going to use your fish and chips recipe as an example. At the bottom of every page, you have a makeover magic. The before and after, calories, fats, sat fats, carbs, fiber, protein, sodium. It is so brilliant because it tells you how taking the step is going to improve everything. What is it you've done? Just let everybody know what you've done to fish and chips to make it so healthy for us.
Again, just bringing down the carbohydrates. So when you're having any food, you know, and there's chips involved or French fries involved, just moderating the amount of carbohydrates, again, bringing that down. And if you can, even changing it to something like sweet potato fries or baked fries. You're not going overboard with the breading. You know, making there to be less breading, and even adding wheat germ or flaxseed to the breading, so that it's going to be higher in essential fatty acids, higher in fiber. So things like that would really help a dish, like it does here with fish and chips. And of course, fish is a healthy fat. There's the omega-3 fatty acid in fish. So you definitely want to be doing that. And consider baking rather than frying, or you can lightly fry and then bake the rest of the dish.
It's just like you said, you know, instead of having to change everything, just change your recipes. So this book is great. It's pretty much, there's a lot of information in the beginning, but then it turns into a cookbook. And if you were thinking you were going to get a diabetes cookbook and everything was going to be tasteless, sugar-free, and I don't know, just a lot of salads, you're sadly mistaken, because there's recipes here for Grand Slam nachos, chocolate cake smoothie, for caramelized pizzas, I mean, Mexican fried rice, things that you really wouldn't expect in a healthy book. But again, Laura did an amazing job for us by changing up some ingredients and making these not just delicious, but much healthier for you. So thank you, Laura, again. Let me send everybody to your website. That's lauracipulu.com. Look for her book there. Remember, you can always find Family Food Kitchen on RadioMD.com. Stay well.